In Northwest News from KNKX, how to recycle right is something on many people's minds now that China has stopped accepting most of our recyclable waste. The crisis started in the summer of 2017, and for a time, some cities in the region resorted to landfilling materials that were piling up. So what's a resident to do? And where is all that recycling going now? KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe got some answers. Bellamy, we've been hearing about how we all need to do a better job recycling, make sure it's all clean and dry and empty. But we've also heard that some of it is actually ending up as trash anyway. So why should I trust my utility and go that extra mile to do it right?
Totally. That's exactly the question that I myself have had. And so I met with Becca Fong, who does outreach for Seattle Public Utilities. And she says that SPU never gave permission to put any of its recycling stream into the trash. They just found ways to store the paper and keep it dry until they figured that out. But a stronger argument, she said, is to just think about the economics of this.
One thing to keep in mind is, in general, it costs more to landfill material than it does to recycle it. So that is one thing that is definitely going to motivate a lot of cities and municipalities and processors as well to find ways to get some money back for the recyclables.
So Seattle's processor is Republic Services, and they charge the city to take all of the recycled materials and then sell them on the open market once they've processed them. Now, when the price for the commodities that are recycled are high, the agreement is that they give some of that money back to Seattle. However, when the price has dropped, as it has now, it ends up costing the city to recycle. But regardless, right now, the price of landfilling is still higher than the amount of money that the city pays for the recycling processing.
Well, another question is where Seattle's recycled materials are going now.
One basic thing that's different is, instead of just sending everything in a big bin over to, or mostly mixed together over to China, now the items are being separated out. Two-thirds of the material is now being processed in North America. For example, 50% of mixed paper and cardboard is going to Eastern Washington. All metal and glass are recycled domestically, and 100% of the glass is actually recycled in Seattle. So the remaining one-third of the material is still going overseas, mostly to Southeast Asia, places like Korea, India, Indonesia, and Thailand, Becca said. And the other thing is that it's really dynamic. It's changing a lot. So, for example, you might have new pulp processors popping up in Washington State. So it's going to continue to change a lot.
So it's going to these different places. What is the cost?
One figure I got from SPU is that they've lost $3 million in revenue because of the changes in the recycling markets, because we are getting less money for those recyclables now. Interestingly, Seattle has decided not to charge more of its customers for this. They've built it into the rate. That's not true of some other places around the region. Here in Seattle, though, they've found a way to make it work.
In chatting with Becca about the latest in recycling, you actually got some good tips about how to do it correctly. What did you learn?
Oh, gosh, it was really fun. Becca actually met me at a coffee shop in City Hall, where we did a mock audit of the recycling bin. So she picture her, put on some gloves and literally dug through the trash. And she's trying to get the mantra out there: think clean, empty, and dry. So the first thing she said when she looked at this recycle bin is that you shouldn't need a plastic liner for it, because everything should be clean and dry enough to just co-mingle in there without any moisture. She did find one item that was not so good. This was a single-serve yogurt container, and it looked like someone well-intentioned had pushed the foil down over some leftover yogurt inside to keep it from spilling out. But Becca said, this is not going to work.
The foil top is not recyclable. It's just not big enough. It's not high value. It's got food on it. Ideally, what you would do is you'd take like a napkin, especially when you're out, because you can't really clean them if you're at home. You'd give it a quick rinse. But you kind of wipe as much of the yogurt out as possible, and then we're good to go in the recycling at that point.
The foil went in the trash.
The foil went in the trash.
This is fascinating, Bellamy, because I recycle yogurt cups at least four times a day with the amount of yogurt my family consumes. And I always have questions: what to do with the foil, how clean to get the cup.
Yeah. And I really thought that was a great little hack when you're on the go of take a napkin, wipe it out, compost that part. Another thing that I learned there that I was surprised by was that the milk cartons from this latte stand, they had squished them down and then kept the tops on them. And I always thought those small little plastic tops have to be thrown away because they're too small and they're harmful to the recycling equipment.
Yes.
Well, it turns out as long as they're screwed on and not going to fly off anywhere, you can go ahead and they will be recycled.
Oh, this is blowing my mind right now. So many things. I just always take those caps off and throw them away. So if you can keep them tightly secured to the actual carton they came with, you're good to go.
Yep. But there was another question that I just had to ask. And she said it is a question that she's getting a lot lately. How perfect do I have to be? How clean is clean?
Oh, man. How clean is clean? I think as clean as you can get it. A good example we use is peanut butter jars. So in the past, we used to tell people if there's enough peanut butter to make a sandwich, it's too dirty. And now what we're telling people is you really need to rinse it out. So it shouldn't be slimy. And that's mainly to cut down on the mold that can grow and spread to other items when it's in transport.
Another new mantra they have is when in doubt, check it out. But if you're really not sure, trash it. Do not engage in wishful or aspirational recycling just because you think it should be possible.
All right. Well, I'm going to change some habits. Bellamy, great stuff. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.